Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Gary Moore is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of Look Up America, which I encourage you to find. It's a very important understanding of finance and politics. He is also Faithful Finances 101, and it's financialseminary.org, right?
O-R-G.
Yep. Financialseminary.org. You can find all of Gary's writings and his books and all the things he does for his clients. He's also a financial advisor. Gary, okay, we've been talking about income inequality. You made the case earlier. We talked a little bit about some of the reasons in the last segment that's going on right now. It is real. You talked about the barbell earlier, barbell effect, meaning the rich on one end, the big end of the barbell on one end is the rich, and the other end of the barbell might not be as big, but it's the lower income folks who continue and increasingly are getting help from the government. But out here on Main Street, people who go to work every day are getting squeezed. And Gary, one of the reasons why small businesses have not been able to benefit from the run-up, as I told you, we're not getting the contracts from the big companies we used to. Plus, the 08 and 09 shock was so rough on us. If we survived, we didn't have any money left over to put in the stock market as it ran up. So we didn't become part of that group. Some people had to pull their savings out just to keep their businesses afloat. That's how hard it hit us. And so I'm really concerned about this. Another reason I'm concerned, Gary, is because if the stock market takes another dive, that's going to hurt the economy. And the people who didn't benefit from the run-up, small business owners, will be hurt again. Now, tell me what you would do if you were in charge. What would you do to fix this?
I'm doing a new class. If I could do a little plug here. If you go to financialseminary.org, you will see that I am doing a series of classes for churches. So if you're non-religious, it might not interest you. But it's to discuss all of these issues, Jim, and this is such a complex subject. We don't want the new entrepreneurs of Silicon Valley and so on to stop working either. We don't want to tax them into unproductivity as we were sometimes in the Reagan years, okay? So I believe there's going to have to be, a compromise in Washington to cut a little spending and raise a little taxes, and that's not a big deal if you get beyond the ideology, Jim. The economics is not that difficult. It's the ideologies that are difficult. But I think the only answer is to let the affluent who are creating these companies and so on enjoy the fruits of their labor during their lifetime. I do not believe, however, and Sir John Templeton, I was with him, and let me preface it this way. When someone asked him at a church one time in my presence, I was driving him around, said, don't you think we ought to eliminate the estate tax? And John said, no, I actually think there ought to be a 95% estate tax so everybody would give their money to charity. John did not believe inherited money helped any children. And I think sooner or later, Jim, and what I say in the classes, is it's going to come back to the estate tax.
Yeah, now, I did. Well, I completely disagree with that.
Well, and Warren Buffett, that's okay, and most business people do. But Jim, I'm not talking about the average business.
But wait, Gary. Never mind the inheritance tax. I'm not worried about when I die. I'm worried about right now. And when we've got anti-business policies coming out of Washington, D.C., that makes entrepreneurs and corporate executives not want to invest their money. And until, Gary, I'm telling you, until corporate America starts investing in growth, till they stop trying to starve their animals, so to speak, starve a profit out of their livestock, which is kind of us, And they start investing in America, which means that contracts would be let. Small businesses will have more business. They'll be able to hire more people. That's how the economy churns, Gary. It doesn't churn when people sit on their cash.
Well, nuance small business and big business, because big business is getting what it wants out of Washington, Jim.
But small business isn't.
Small business isn't.
We get lip service.
That's all I would say.
That's all we get. Martin Wolf has something to say about what I just said, too, by the way. He's going to be up in the next hour. Hey, Gary, good job today. Come back soon.
All right, buddy. Take care anytime.
And financialseminary.org, ladies and gentlemen, that's Gary's website. You can find all of his books there and all the things that he does. Keep up with him. He's a pretty smart cookie. He'll have some more to say about this, and you're going to want to know about it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.